One of the best things about moving to Stoneville is got to work with a colleague, Dr. Tommy Valco, that I knew previously from my days with the Texas AgriLife Extension. I was posted at the Corpus Christi station for about 22 years. And one of talking with Tommy about one of the problems that we might be able to address, and looking at, because of declines in cotton acreage, consolidations of gins, and looking at some of the newer technology on being able to use different trucks to move cotton, might come up with a little decision support aid or a little spreadsheet tool that might be of use primarily to ginners as being the target audience in doing some cost analysis related to that. So what I've got up here is no secret. It's from the crop data layer. It's the estimate of cotton plantings, the spatial distributions of cotton plantings, mostly in the Delta in 2004, and we had about 2.5 million acres then. Of course, it's no secret, you know, that we were down to about 930 in 2014, but the part that kind of interested me was is that if you kind of look at the spatial distribution, nobody really gave up on planting it. It's still, if you look at the outside footprint, it's about the same. So if you got fewer gins, hauling's going to, of course, become more important. And like I say, this is a picture of one of the trucks that we have included in one of the example. It's basically drop bed or low boy trailer with eight round bales on it. And this picture from Australia, probably pushing the edge of the technology. He's got nine rolls on there. Of course, he's got another axle. I don't know how that would cut much ice in Mississippi there. I don't know for sure that we probably wouldn't be getting over much of the bridges. The previous gentleman badmouthed the school, so we might as well get after the rest of the infrastructure while we're at it. But what we did was put together a little spreadsheet. And I would like some feedback from y'all, because like I said, y'all probably going to be the primary audience of this, and whether it's looking at this, hopefully it'll be of some use. If you tell us throw it in the trash, we'll be glad to do that too and move on to something else to work at. But what we did was just put together a little spreadsheet where we were looking at what the weight would be for a particular load, with the idea that we'd be getting down here to estimated cost of hauling the seed cotton and estimated hauling cost per bale. We got a 500-pound bale there. You can put a statistical bale in if you wanted and do that calculation. And don't have to have, of course, very many parameters to do that to get the pound per bale there length. We need to put in an estimated turnout, and anywhere in this sheet, if you hover the cursor over any one of those blue cells, we try to pull up some context-sensitive help there. Miles hauled. The charge per loaded mile, if your trucker's quoting you there, because of some of the previous experience that I've had in dealing with estimators for hauling other commodities and cattle, if you start moving up in distance very much, where I was at previously, sometimes you get quotes up to a particular mile break. First 100 miles is going to be this. If it's anything over that, the rate might be a little different. You'd wind up with a blended rate. So that's what's going on in the middle here. And if there was a minimum charge per load, that could be entered there. We also got a place to put in a handling charge if you're putting the bales on, taking them off, moving them around the yard or whatever. And the way we got this set up to start with, and looking at most of the articles I've seen in the popular press, what I think most folks are doing is making the lint carry the charge, the total charge for the hauling. And one of the things, if y'all wouldn't mind thinking about it and getting some feedback to me or Tommy, is that if we put in one more parameter to come up with an estimate of how much seed we're hauling, whether it be a seed to lint ratio or just a percentage of what you think that particular load of seed, the turnout of seed is going to be, it makes a pretty big difference. For example, if I looked at this same example and had a 1.4 to 1 seed to lint ratio and a 38% turnout on that 48,000 pounds, I'd be coming up with a little over 18,000 pounds of seed. I mean, sorry, 18,000 pounds of lint and a little bit shy of 26,000 pounds of seed. So instead of dividing my total down here and getting 0.85 of a cent per pound of seed cotton, I'd be looking, of course, because I've got a smaller denominator and a little bit larger charge, it'd be about 0.94 of a cent per pound. And then breaking that out into what my hauling cost would be per ton of seed, that would be roughly $18.80 a ton. And my hauling for, if I was just using a 500-pound bale, would be $4.70. So, once again, it's very easy when you're developing these things. Don't know a lot about the business, although I was tutored by Mr. Brew for 22 years down there at the Corpus Christi station. We never hit on this particular topic, and it's easy to get overkill in these things. You know, it's relatively simple, too. This is an example. If you're just looking at what it costs to haul a seed cotton, all you got to do is put a zero in the turnout. If there was just a minimum charge per load there, if you had a negotiated charge, or if it was just going to be a flat rate, you could put a value in at that point. And this would be an actual example of a flat rate. Matter of fact, that's that first truckload that we looked at was one of six truckloads there, about 48 modules. And that 5745 was the average weight across all those modules. The flat charge per load was 550. We put a little charge down here at the bottom. Of course, you could zero that out. But if I was making the length carry the total load, that would have figured out to $17.50 per bale. And I apologize. I know I'll get mixed up because I've been messing with round balers since 74, 75, and I'll call a bale a roll and a roll a bale. But this is that point where if you were in a situation where the trucker was quoting you a charge per loaded mile up to a specific distance and then another rate, you could take that into account there. Of course, I think where all these little tools kind of come into their own is doing sensitivity analysis. And like the gentleman said before, you're not interested in what me and Tommy put together at Stoneville. It's in it. What's important to y'all is y'all's particular situation, but you could we can kind of put together little analysis or sensitivity analysis there, looking at different charges per loaded mile, and looking at in this case alternative weights per roll. If y'all know anybody in transportation, how much you can get on a truck's a big driver in your unit cost. To kind of wrap up here. Tommy, we put together a short example, and once again, this is with the length carrying the whole load of the transportation. But I don't think that it would change a tremendous amount. But anytime we start getting over 25 miles here, in the particular analysis that we did early on, it's the flat and the drop bed trailers. Certainly look attractive there, and I'm sure that that's no secret. Of course, like anything else with extension service, this is, would be certainly free of charge. The only thing that we would ask would be that if you have any ideas for improvements or changes that ought to be made, just let us know, and we'll try to get those incorporated. And I've got time to take, I guess, a couple of questions. But I would like to apologize that I've got another presentation to make over in the economics section and won't be able to stay for the rest of probably one of the good parts of the program.
Yes, sir.
Did you take into consideration fuel costs?
Yes, sir. The fuel cost would enter in at our estimated cost per mile. So what I'd be negotiating with my trucker. We could add a little decision aid in there that would calculate a trucking charge off of that, but we kind of went the route where we were just going to kind of call these guys and keep it simple that way. Yes, sir. Well, sir, I'm sorry, I should have repeated the question on cost of fuel. To keep it simple, the answer to that is no. What we would do is we just call the trucking company and ask for a charge, a loaded rate there. we could put a calculator in there where you could put a different fuel charge in. Or a charge for operating, I guess if the generals running their own trucks, we could certainly do that. Yes, sir?
It would be handy because if fuel goes goofy, they always throw a fuel surcharge in on you.
Yes, sir.
So that's a good spot to
put that in there. Yeah. And with incorporating that, we could, you know, have a little graph for you here, too, at the different diesel prices. Well, thank y'all very much. Like I said, this is the first time I've got to come visit with y'all, and I apologize about not being able to stay. But if you have anything that you'd like to see that would brush that up, please let Tommy or I know. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Thank you, Larry. I'll now ask our panel members to maybe make their way towards the podium. You can sit here in front just for simplicity, or you're welcome to sit up here. Over the past 20 years, we've seen a drastic reduction in seed weights per bale. Some of our GNs have made modifications to address this change. In addition to the practical aspect of dealing with smaller seed, GNs have had to contend with less revenue on a per bale basis. Our panel discussion is entitled Seed Size and Ginning New Varieties. And leading off that discussion is Dr. Fred Borden with the University of Arkansas Northeast Research Extension Center in Keyser, Arkansas.
I've got to talk about that?
No.
Oh, okay. How'd I get out of here?
You could have just paid on that.